Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the difference maker in the spiritual life. Hi guys, my name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching today. Let's look at the lives of the apostles and three ways the lives of the apostles were transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit and how God wants to transform our lives in those same three ways. Number one, prior to the Holy Spirit coming, the apostles' lives were often dominated by fear. Think about the time when they are in the Garden of Olives. Jesus is arrested. The apostles ran. In other words, as soon as Jesus was taken from their picture, they lost strength to continue to follow him. They were not walking by faith, they were walking by sight. And so often we do the same thing. Perhaps we find ourselves in our own Garden of Olives. And as soon as we can't see Jesus in our circumstance, we leave him. That is what happens when we don't have the Holy Spirit in our lives. And how might this manifest ourselves in our lives right now? Well, maybe it's through COVID-19. We're like, what in the world is going on? God, where are you in this? And as soon as we can't see God in our gardens, we run out on him if we aren't filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, what happens in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit fills the apostles and they are never again dominated by fear. They don't let fear be their guide. They walk by faith. Peter transformed completely. He denies Jesus three times in the courtyard, filled with the Holy Spirit, and then he stands on this street corner proclaiming Jesus as Lord. This man is transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is an example of what the Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can do in our life. Those areas of fear in our life can be eradicated by the power of the Holy Spirit. Second way, prior to the coming of the Holy Spirit, the apostles had a great reluctance to suffer for Jesus. We can see this right after Jesus was arrested. What did they do? They locked themselves in a room to protect their lives. They thought they were next. So they were in lockdown while Jesus was arrested and crucified. They're afraid. See, within the spiritual life, in order to grow in a relationship with Jesus, we have to suffer a little bit. We have to pick up the cross. We have to deny ourselves, because if we allow our passions to rule our life, well, then we're going to be ruined because our passions are often disordered, and disordered passions lead to disastrous decisions. We need the Holy Spirit to help us suffer for the sake of Jesus. You see, the apostles, they didn't want to suffer for Jesus. And in fact, they wanted to protect their lives. They didn't want to lose their lives for the sake of Jesus. But when they are filled with the Holy Spirit and they go forward into the world, what happens? All of the apostles, tradition tells us, are martyred because of their faith, except for the apostle John. They lose their fear of suffering. You know, my friends, if our lives are dominated by the fear and the reluctance of suffering, we are never going to progress in the spiritual life, because the spiritual life always requires a little bit of suffering, a little bit of dying to self, one day at a time. It takes a little bit of dying to self to decide to pray. It takes a little bit of dying to self to decide to fast. It takes a little bit of dying to self to say, okay, I'm going to let my pride go and go to confession. It's impossible to progress in the spiritual life without suffering. And so the Holy Spirit can help us. If we're afraid of suffering, the Holy Spirit can eradicate that from our life, as he did with the apostles, who were all martyred for their faith. They were transformed from those who were trying to protect their lives to those who lost their lives for the sake of Jesus. And the third way the Holy Spirit transforms the apostles' lives, he gives them direction in how to live. When Jesus ascended to heaven, right before he went up, he said, "Go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit." So the apostles go to Jerusalem, but they just don't wait. They make a very important decision. They decide who is going to join their ranks and replace Judas. And they do this how? You would think these men who have been walking with Jesus for 3 years would be very prayerful men, have great insights into the will of God. But what they do is very revealing. They pray, and then they cast lots to see who Judas's replacement is going to be. In other words, it's like they roll dice. They leave it to chance. This is what life is like without the Holy Spirit. Discerning God's will, might as well leave it to chance. Now, obviously, God blessed their decision. But when it comes to our life, without the Holy Spirit, we're never going to know God's will for our lives. Yes, God's general will is revealed through Scripture and the church. But when it comes to those decisions in life where we maybe need the gift of counsel or fortitude or understanding, these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to show us God's will. Because you know what happens with the apostles? After they are filled with the Holy Spirit and they leave the upper room, they leave the dice behind. They never again cast lots to determine or to discern what God's will is for their life. Why? Because they're led by the power of the Holy Spirit. So my friends, if you're finding yourself in a situation and you just don't know what the right decision is to make, ask the Holy Spirit to show you. So the Lord wants to transform our lives in the areas of fear, the reluctance to suffer, and when we lack direction in our life. The thing is this, we got to ask. The apostles were in the upper room not by accident. They responded to the direction of Jesus Christ to go and to pray. And so we find ourselves here today. I don't know what you're going through. But if you would like those areas of your life, those three areas to be transformed, I'd encourage you today, ask the Holy Spirit to give you the grace of Pentecost as he gave it to the apostles. My name is Kenny Zinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.